This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
I can't believe I'm saying this. This episode is brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line by the one and only Jennifer Aniston. Why did Jennifer Aniston start a hair care company? Because she was tired of choosing between hair products that work and hair products that are actually good for us. But thanks to Lola V, we never have to choose again. No silicones, no sulfates, parabens, or gluten. And of course, it's cruelty-free and vegan. The Glossing Detangler and Perfect Conditioner are my personal favorites. Not only do they repair the look of damaged hair, but they also shield it from future harm. The first step to unlocking confidence in your dating life and your daily life is feeling confident about your hair. So unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at LolaV.com. And as listeners of Seeing Other People, you're getting an exclusive 15% off of your entire order when you use code Seeing Other People at checkout. That's 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com with promo code Seeing Other People. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After your purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please, please, please support Seeing Other People and let them know that I sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, it's Alana, and you're listening to Seeing Other People Unfiltered. It's Thursday, so that means real-life daters are coming on to share their real, sometimes shocking, and always unfiltered experiences. Think you're alone out there? Think you're the only one whose ex hooked up with your mom or whose last date ended up being a catfish? Think again.
Hi, my name is Anonymous. I'm 25 years old. I live in New York City. And I have never been in a serious relationship, but just from my own dating experiences, situationships, friend experiences, I feel like my dating mindset has really changed over the last year or so. And that's what I'm here to talk about.
I am so glad that we connected initially. And I'm so glad that you shared with me like how your dating mindset has changed. Because guys, this guest right here, she has a literal note in her phone of ways her dating mindset has changed, and she took it out and showed it to me, and my jaw has never like hit the floor harder and faster. It was just so impressive. It was so thoughtful, and it just like, it makes me so proud of you and of anyone who has taken the time to actually reflect and think about where they started, where they're at now, where they want to go. And that's something like I definitely was not doing that when I was 25. And so I hope you feel so proud of yourself even for just thinking about that and even just thinking about the concept of like a dating mindset in general.
No, totally. And I think that it's also really helpful for myself because right now I'm not dating so much that I feel like for me to use this time to kind of like think and reflect about like what's important and also hearing stories of my friends going on dates and my own thoughts of that and writing it down so that when it does come time that I'm, you know, avidly dating again, then I have something to kind of look back on to remind myself and to kind of ground myself instead of, you know, letting those anxious thoughts that inevitably happen win.
Yeah, I think that's really smart. And I think that's also, it's just helpful. Like you're almost preparing yourself, like you're setting yourself up for success and whatever success looks like. And maybe success is even just like having a positive dating experience.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's definitely been really helpful for me to kind of just like remind myself as I start dating or don't date or whatever it may be at that time.
Yeah. I have a question. You said I'm 25. I've never been in a relationship. Is that something that you think about often or like when you think about your dating life, is that the first thing that comes to mind or was that just giving context to your past experiences?
No, that was definitely just giving context in this setting. That's not something that I really think about ever, honestly.
Good.
Honestly, a lot of people my age or at least my friends haven't been in serious relationships. And I don't think that that makes our dating experiences or mindsets any less important. I think if anything, I've had just as much, you know, experiences with situationships or whatever it may be where I've had those heartbreak feelings and those excited feelings and those butterflies. And I feel like I have gone through a lot of those emotions, even if it's not in a serious relationship setting. I feel like I've gone through enough with it and a lot of other people my age feel the same way.
100%. That's why I asked, because I wanted to say that.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that that's your outlook on it and that's how you feel, because it is so true. It's so true. And I wonder if we polled all 25-year-olds, especially in New York, how many of you have been in a quote unquote serious labeled relationship? It would probably be 50-50.
Totally.
Maybe even less.
And it's interesting because my roommate and I have talked about this, where we wonder if the next relationship, or I guess in my case, the first relationship that I have, if I know if that will be the right one or not, because I don't have something to compare it to. So I think that's really the only time where I kind of have to think and reflect on it in that sense, is just how will I know if that's the right person? But at the same time, I think that, again, having other experiences and just, I feel like I have a very good intuition and really can trust myself. So just going with my gut on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even if you had 5 past serious relationships, it would still be a question of how do I know that this person's the one?
Exactly.
I was talking to someone the other day and they're in their early 30s and they're in a new relationship, and they were saying they're really happy in their relationship, but the thought of what happens next is hard for them to conceptualize, because they're I'm happy now. How do I know if this person's the one? I haven't even thought about trying to ask myself that, because it's such a big question. It's there's no, if you have this much experience, it's an easier question to answer. You know, it's something where it's it either will work or it won't work, and you'll decide that it's right or you'll decide that it's not.
Exactly. And again, I think that that's something that I try not to get too in my head about, because I'm not in that situation right now. And when the time comes, I'll know it or I won't. And that's a problem for later.
Absolutely. Okay. So I'm going to pull up your list titled Ways My Dating Mindset Has Changed. Number one. Oh my God. I'm going to my face is going to hurt from smiling at the end of this.
Okay. Just for some background, this is something that honestly I feel like I had thought so much about on my own, but you're really the one that inspired it, because it was when you were doing your New Year's roundup at the end of 2023 that you put a poll on your Instagram story saying, how has your dating mindset changed this year? And I kind of stopped in my tracks and was I have a lot more to say than what a text box could fit. So that's kind of where this whole thing stemmed from, and I have just been adding to it ever since.
Thank you for saying that. That's on an aside. That makes me feel really good, and that makes me feel what I'm doing does have an impact. Which I know it does, but on a day-to-day basis, I often don't feel that way, and I have a lot of imposter syndrome. So just hearing that really means the world. So thank you for sharing that.
No, 1,000%, even if it's just me, but I'm sure there's many, many others too.
Yeah, hopefully. So, okay, number one, you didn't even know them a month ago. You don't need them.
Yeah, that is so important for me to remind myself. When I do go on, one date, 2 dates, I've never made it past a 3rd date, but when I've gone on a couple dates with someone and I feel like I'm constantly, checking my phone of, will they text me? Will they not text me? And I kind of have to take a step back and be like, I didn't have their phone number 2 days ago. Why am I even paying attention to that? I have plenty other friends that I'm texting, family that I'm texting. I don't even have his phone number saved.
I was going to say, their name's not in my phone. They're a 9-digit number with dashes and parentheses.
So sometimes I just feel like in dating, for me at least, I have to kind of laugh at myself almost, and not to, trivialize anything or make it seem insignificant or unimportant, when of course people do have so much anxiety surrounding the subject. But for me, I kind of have to take a step back and be like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
You don't know them. You don't even know their last name.
It's so true. And it's so important to remember, we get so caught up in just wanting something to work out or future tripping. And when I remember posting something about this once, and it's are you really crying over the person who you didn't know 2 weeks ago and you had never met a week ago? And somebody replied saying this makes me feel like my feelings aren't valid. Of course your feelings are valid. You're going to feel so many different things in dating. And of course it sucks when you're not hearing from somebody. Trust me, I freaking know.
Yep.
I know. I can't even articulate how much I know the pain and the anxiety and the lack of control you feel when someone's not texting you back and you want them to. But it's about, balancing that out and asking yourself, why am I so freaking out about this? Why am I so relying on this person to almost like make me happy by sending me a text.
Exactly. It just, when you take a step back, it really isn't as big as it comes out in your head, especially in those super early phases.
Yeah. And we give people so much more power than they deserve.
100%.
Yeah. Number two, they know so little about you. Think about how little you know about them. How can you be so sure that you like them if you don't fully know them?
Yeah. I mean, I like recently went on a few dates with this guy and I was like convincing myself that I liked him. And I was like, wait, he hasn't even asked me about my siblings. If he hasn't asked me about my siblings, he's missing an entire part of me. I'm missing so much about him. I've spoken to him for a grand total of 2 hours of my life. Like, so just things like that where, again, I have to ground myself of if they're missing so many aspects of me, what am I missing of them, whether that be good things or bad things?
Yeah, we are so quick to not label a situation, but we're so quick to label someone as like, I like this person.
Yeah.
We're so quick to define for ourselves who they are to us. They're the person I want to date. They're the person I want to, you know, get to that next step with. Why?
And so much of that doesn't even come out until so much later. And once you get to those deeper levels with people, that someone might be really awesome on a first date, but they might not be down the road. You might have such different values and wants in your life, and you don't usually get to that super early on. So,
yeah.
You guys know that I struggle with confidence. I'm always my biggest critic, and when I notice something about myself that I don't like, I can't stop fixating on it. I'm working on all of this, but it can be hard. A year ago, I noticed that my hair was thinning, and I was finding more and more strands of hair on the floor every time I would walk around my apartment. When I would look down in the shower, I would freak out at what I saw in the drain. That's when I opened up to my best friend, who happens to be a doctor, and she said two things that changed my life. The first was that she knows so many women our age going through the same thing. The second is that she told me to try Nutrafol. And so I did. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. A year later and a month before my wedding, and I cannot believe the number of people who have been complimenting how long, strong, and healthy my hair looks. I never imagined that this would happen. And naturally, as a result, my confidence has transformed. I'm no longer self-conscious when it comes to my hair. And honestly, that is a huge, huge, huge personal win for me. And you guys know I'm hilariously bad at sticking with habits and taking something every day or doing something every day. But with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. You purchase online with no prescription required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure that you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. And trust me, it is worth the wait. You can start so easily by taking their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering the Seeing Other People family $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Seeing Other People. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Seeing Other People. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Seeing Other People. Raise your hand if you have dating anxiety. All right. I know that everyone has their hands up, and I get it. I had debilitating anxiety when I was single. And even when I first started dating Jake, I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I know that is not a good way to feel, and that is not a fun way to date. And I get it. It can be hard to find an anxiety relief tactic that works for you. That's why I'm so excited to introduce you to a new one that has helped me dramatically with my wedding and work stress and anxiety over the last few months. And trust me, there's been a lot of it. Sunset Lake CBD is an amazing company that not only has helped me feel so much better, but they also have a really cool history and mission. Sunset Lake CBD is a majority employee-owned hemp farm located right outside of Burlington, Vermont. As farmers, they believe in providing only top-shelf CBD and hemp products at fair prices. So they cut out the middlemen and they ship their CBD straight from their farm to your door, which means that their CBD is affordable and trusted, because CBD and anxiety relief can help everyone, and they want it to be accessible to anyone. Trust me when I say that when I'm stressed or anxious, my sleep is the first thing to go. But despite everything I have going on right now, I've been taking a sleep gummy before bed bed, and my sleep scores on my Oura Ring have been through the roof. Plus, I'm finding myself relaxing more at night and being able to turn off my work brain and my anxiety with the help of their CBD gummy bears and reishi-infused chews. Whether you want to sleep better, relax better, focus better, recover better, or anything in between, Sunset Lake CBD has something for everyone. So check them out today at sunsetlakecbd.com and use code SOP for 20% off your order. That's code SOP for 20% off. Farmer-owned, Vermont-grown Sunset Lake CBD.
Yeah, it's also this concept of like, we don't necessarily know people that well. Like, why are we're doing ourselves a disservice by committing to liking somebody so early on versus like, I know there's this whole concept of like, someone has to like earn you, like you're the prize. And like, I don't know, like, yes, we're all worth so much and it is important to like know our worth and, you know, not settle and stuff like that. I don't like saying like you're the prize, but I think, yeah, like you should really get to know someone and really know what they're about before deciding, are you going to let them into your life in that way?
Yeah, I think that at least speaking for myself, you know, it's so easy to get so excited about going on a date with someone. And, you know, of course, like, I mean, at least for me, like my purpose of going on dates is to have a relationship. So I think it's easy to just get excited more at the idea of that and latch on to the good things about that person and even throw aside the things that aren't so great, the things that you disagreed with, and be like, oh, well, maybe it's not that important. But no, sometimes it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to give you a new mindset shift. Ready?
Yep.
Instead of the purpose of going on dates is to get into a relationship, the purpose of going on dates is to get to know someone better.
Yeah, that is definitely true. And I think that that's going to be added to the list.
We're going to add it to the list, you guys. All right. Love the next one. Oh, these are all like, they're all perfect. First dates are not that serious. There's nothing to be anxious about.
When I first started going on dates living in New York, I couldn't breathe that entire day. I was so anxious. What if this and what if that and what do I wear and what if I'm sweating as I'm walking there and what if I get there and it's hard to find? And everything about it seemed so big. And then maybe this just comes with experience. And as time goes on, I've started kind of just being like, okay, this is a stranger. They don't know you. They don't know anything about you. If it's horrible, it's a funny story. Mm-hmm. And that's really like, to me, worst case scenario. So that's definitely helped me to take it a little bit less seriously and to not put so much pressure on it and to look at it of just, I'm going to talk to someone.
Yeah.
And whether, and you know, if that's a relationship, great. If it's a funny story, great.
Yeah, we'll take whatever we get out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's so easy to spiral with the what ifs. And like you said, like they could be so little as like, what if I sweat? It's like, okay, so what if? We all sweat.
Yeah, don't we
Every
all?
Single human being sweats. Maybe there are some who don't have sweat glands. I don't know. But like, we all sweat. It won't be the first time they've seen someone sweat. I don't think like having a little sweat stain is going to be the reason somebody decides to not see you again. And if they do, then that's not the person
then
you want to be
for
with. Yeah.
Exactly. So just kind of really taking those little things that I get anxious about and realizing that they're probably not even a thought in the other person's mind.
Yeah, true. That's so true. And that other person is worried about their own, like, oh, like, what if I have to sneeze or something? Like, you know, like everyone's worried about their own things in their own heads.
Exactly.
What does your pre-date routine look like now? Or like, what does the day before a date look like now with this fresher mindset?
Honestly, half the time I forget about it. My roommate like totally laughs at me because I'll like tell her that I'm going on a date with someone and she'll be like, oh, what's the plan? Where are you going? When? This, that? I'm like, I don't know. And I usually don't figure it out until the day of. And honestly, a lot of the time that is on myself because I do think that it helps my anxiety to not know so much ahead of time. And I am such a planner in like my everyday life. But with this, I feel like the less of a plan I put into it, the less of a big deal it is in my head. Mm-hmm. So if it's more last minute, if we decide on a day, I can text you that morning and be like, hey, still good for tonight. Let me know where and what time. And I just feel like the less time I have to think about it, the better it is for myself. And that's kind of a routine that I've gotten into, again, like making it just seem a lot lighter.
I like that a lot. And you know what? I think one thing that helps that you're doing is you said, like, the day comes, you'll text them like, hey, are we like still on, looking forward to it. You're taking away a potential cause of anxiety. You're not letting yourself sit there and be like, oh, are they going to text me or not?
Exactly. And this isn't on the list, but now that we're talking about it, it just came, I realized, but I also stopped caring about if they're going to text me first or if they're going to confirm or make the plan or follow up, whatever it is. Like, I don't care if I double text you. I don't care if I triple text you. If I have a question, I'm going to ask it.
Hell yeah.
And if I want to text you, I'm going to. And if that's a problem for you, then that's not my problem. So I think that that's also another part of it, is just like kind of being fearless in that sense and realizing that they're just another person too. And if they're not texting you, it might not be because they don't want to or because they don't like you. We all have lives. We're all busy. And so I'm kind of just like giving grace to that. And if I want to text you, I'm going to. And that's because I want to, not because I want you to respond to me.
I can't imagine like me being this emotionally aware at your age. Like I wish 25-year-old Alana and you today could be sitting here having this conversation, because I had so much to learn from you. Well, from where you're at right now.
Thank you. And also, I think that sometimes I feel a little bit of imposter syndrome, like thinking or saying these things. I'm like, who am I to say all of this when I don't have like so much experience in this? But at the same time, I think, again, it's proving to myself that if I can be thinking these things and if I do feel this way now, then I can help myself in the future. So even if I'm not needing to use these mindsets right now, just definitely helpful, you know, when I do get to a point.
Yeah. Maybe your future first date routine, if you ever do start to become anxious again, will be listening to this episode.
No, literally. Now I have notes to read, yeah. An episode to listen to.
It's like you're whispering in your own ear.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. The next one says, if he wanted to, he would, but to an extent. We all have lives and personalities outside of dating that could affect communication. I know we kind of just touched on this with the texting, but I think there's so much to this that everyone needs to remind themselves of.
Totally. And this one was completely inspired by you, because I know that you feel very strongly about this.
Me?
And I, at first, when you first started talking about it and saying that you didn't think if they wanted to, they would, I was like, oh, I don't know if I agree with her on that. I do think if they wanted to, they would. But then, you know, listening to some reasoning behind and being like, okay, well, maybe they're just busy and they do want to, but they don't have time to send a text right now. Or something's going on with them. You don't know what that is. I think that it's really easy to jump to assumptions, and there's no harm in asking the questions and, again, giving people grace.
Yeah. And if you're sitting there, like, this is what frustrates me so much, is I'll see people wanting, you know, to see someone again, or waiting to hear back from somebody and not knowing where they are, or if they are ghosting them, or if they're just busy, and like their friends are all like, well, if he wanted to, he would. It's like, or you can pick up the phone and reach out and ask. And at that point, you'll get an answer one way or another, because if you get no answer, at that point, no answer is an answer. But no answer isn't an answer when there's no opportunity to give an answer.
Exactly. And even like if it's something of like going on a date with someone and you want to go to dinner instead of getting drinks, and then you're annoyed at them for asking for drinks. Okay, well, if you want to go to dinner, ask them to go to dinner. They don't know. Maybe they're anxious to ask you for dinner. Maybe they think it's too much. Like, I think we all do get a little bit in our own heads, and you truly never know what's going on in someone else's life and in their mind, that if you want something, you kind of have to go out there for yourself. And if they don't respond in a positive way, then that's something to pay attention to. But you can't expect people to read your mind or to do things just because you want them to.
Just because you want them to, or just because it's what you think is right, like at this point. They might have all of their friends in their ear saying something different, saying, oh, it might scare her away if you ask her for dinner, like just do drinks. And then if it turns into dinner, it turns into dinner. Like, everyone is playing by a different rule book, guidebook. What, like, you know, like everyone's playing by their own like dating dictionary, but everyone's assuming that the person on the other side of the phone or the table is playing by the same one. And we all have our own.
Exactly. So if you want something, you ask for it.
Ask for it.
Be your own, vouch for yourself.
And if the answer is no, the answer was going to be no.
Exactly. And they weren't going to do it. And that's okay.
And you'd rather get that answer now.
Exactly.
Than wait for it to come. Okay. Do I like them? Or do I like that they like me? Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. When I first started seeing other people, some of my closest friends and family could not believe it. Not because they didn't think I was capable of being a podcast host, but because I usually can't get through a sentence without sniffling. And during allergy season, forget about it. My seasonal allergies are debilitating, and my sinus congestion and pressure has always left me feeling so sick. But luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Claritin D has truly transformed my life. Not only can I breathe better and sleep better since taking Claritin D, but I also can get through the day so much smoother. I used to have to cancel plans because of how bad my allergies were. I'd go through a tissue box a week, sometimes more, and my eyes were always watery. But Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes, and it tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold, and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. It's truly the greatest thing I've ever come across, and I am so grateful that I found it and started using it. Are you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Brave the uncomfortable. Those are the words engraved on my bracelet that have gotten me through some of the most anxiety-inducing moments over the last few years. And that's why I could not be more excited to encourage you all to get a Presently bracelet of your own with a phrase that resonates with you. Presently is a line of mindfulness bracelets engraved with words inspired by cognitive behavioral therapy. The brand was started by two sisters, Lindsay and Emily, who have obsessive compulsive disorder, aka OCD, and anxiety. They realized that when stuck in an anxiety spiral, it's hard to put into practice the tools that they learned in therapy sessions. They looked and looked for bracelets that could serve as reminders to interrupt that spiral, but they couldn't find anything besides the cheesy good vibes only and no bad days types of messaging. They started Presently to bring more authenticity to self-help anxiety management. And as someone who has had a Presently bracelet for 3 years, I mean it when I say it really makes a difference. So whether you need encouragement to make it onto that date that you've been anxious about, a calming mantra to get you through a big day at work, or simply a reminder that you're not alone, Presently has your back. Their bracelets are so beautiful and elevated, and they also make amazing gifts. And I know because I have gifted a few over the years, and my friends were so excited to get one and have worn them ever since. There are 6 phrases to choose from. And if you're indecisive, there's a quiz that you can take to help you choose the perfect reminder for your anxiety. Plus, 5% of each bracelet is donated to your choice of 4 mental health nonprofits. I wholeheartedly love and support Presently, and I know that your Presently bracelet will bring you as much comfort as mine has brought me. So head to presentlybracelets.com. That's PRESENTLY bracelets.com for 10% off your order using code SEEINGOTHERPEOPLE. You guys are in for a treat because support for today's episode comes from the best of the best, Jenny Kane. And yes, there is a discount, so keep on listening. You know that feeling when you get a new sweater and it instantly becomes basically another layer of your skin? Like you wear it everywhere, for everything, all the time. Okay, well, Jenny Kane has become my literal uniform. And if you don't know Jenny Kane, I'm pretty much about to change your life because Jenny Kane's clothes did that to mine. Jenny Kane is a California brand with luxurious staples that will transform your closet. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. They have the coziest cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories that will elevate your everyday basics. I don't know if I wear my cashmere fisherman hoodie or my cropped cashmere cocoon cardigan more. All I know is that I cannot live without either of them. Whether it's a cozy night in with the girls, a dinner date with Jake, or catching a flight to Florida to see my parents, these sweaters are perfect for every single occasion, and I couldn't be happier when I'm wearing them because I'm so comfy. And you guys know me, I always choose comfort over how something looks, but with Jenni Kayne, I don't have to choose because I get comfort and I get style. All right, so we have the discount code coming for you. Find your new uniform at JenniKayne.com. Seeing Other People listeners get 15% off their first order when you use code SOP at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at JenniKayne.com, promo code SOP, S-O-P. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
So I've kind of come to a routine where when I leave a date, I go home. I try honestly to forget about it for the night because it's easy to get in your head after a date, whether that be good or bad, and then kind of wake up the next morning and really think about it. Okay, how much did I learn about them? Did I have fun because I can talk to a wall and I can make myself laugh and I had a great time? Mm-hmm. Or did I have fun because they're actually really interesting and I really enjoyed hearing about them and talking to them and I enjoyed my time with them? So regardless of if they text me right after the date, sometimes, you know, the whole texting after a date I think is a whole other subject, but sometimes I'll wait to text them till the next morning to see how I really feel about it because I don't want to say to someone, let's do it again, if I decide I don't want to do it again. Mm-hmm. And if I hear from them first after the date, I'm probably not going to respond until the next morning just because I want to give myself that time to think on my own. And just because they texted me, I don't want to necessarily go right into, oh my God, they texted me, they like me, I'm going to go another date. Like, okay, no, just because they like you, there's two sides here. And of course, everyone wants to be liked, whether it's by in a relationship, by friends, by family, whatever it is. We all want to be liked, but other people like me too. Mm-hmm. And just because they like me is not necessarily a reason to jump.
I really like that idea of waiting until the next day one way or another because you are giving yourself the opportunity to really process it. And to really think like, okay, their feelings aside, where am I at? How do I feel? How do I feel immediately after? And how do I feel a few hours later or like a good night's sleep later? I think that's really smart. And I don't hear a lot of people doing that. So I really applaud you for, you know, kind of designing that protocol, like post-date protocol for yourself, because I think it really gives you the opportunity to process and think and make decisions based on what you want.
Exactly. I think the night sleep, some time to reflect. And also if the date is drinks and I've had a drink, I'm going to think differently. Than uh-huh. Literally, like, even if I'm not like so drunk on the date, even after one drink, like I might think differently the next morning. So also just looking at it in like a completely sober mindset.
Definitely helpful. Absolutely. Okay. The next one is in line with this one, but slightly different. Do I like them or do I like the idea of a future with them? Is it real or am I excited about a fantasy?
This mindset and this sentence is from the first like dating podcast episode I ever listened to. And it is truly what like sparked my like interest in dating podcasts and, you know, delving into ways to change my own mindset. Just because, again, I think we can get really excited about a future with someone and think, oh my God, this person is meant for me. We have so much fun together and this is going to be the rest of our lives. And then something happens and it feels like not just heartbreak in the moment, but you watch your entire future shatter when that's not necessary and we don't need to get to that point. So thinking about if I was excited about them or if I was excited about a future with them or a future with somebody more generally, because I think we can really push aside the negative things just for the sake of an excitement of a fantasy with someone. And when we kind of break down that wall and really open our eyes to seeing maybe the negative parts of someone, the fantasy kind of shatters too. And that can be a great thing when it comes to, you know, a situation ending.
Yeah. I think that's a huge reason we ignore red flags, because we're so excited about the potential of like, well, what if it does work out? Okay, well, what if it does work out? But what if there's still like kind of talking to other people and making you feel anxious every single day and not responding and not respecting you. And it's like, well, what if it all that goes away and it works out? It's like, no.
Exactly. No. And also, like, going off of that, the reality versus the fantasy.
Yeah.
Or you're really excited about them and you're just going to push everything else aside. But the reality is they're not as excited about you. Mm-hmm. Don't you want someone that's going to be equally as excited about you? So kind of just giving yourself that reality check.
Yeah. And are you really excited about them, or are you just excited when you get the validation of getting a text back from them?
Exactly.
Because if that's what's happening, that's also probably a red flag that you don't feel like safe and secure.
Yeah, I think that anxiety and insecurity in dating definitely comes through in that sense.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Number 7, what's meant for me won't pass me.
I think this really goes hand in hand with timelines and social pressure and just knowing that my time will come. And I think this is also really helpful. I think it's also really easy for people to get jealous of others with dating. And this is one that I kind of fall back on if I feel myself kind of looking around, being like, oh, well, everyone's in a relationship. Okay. But that doesn't mean that I need to be right now. I think, if anything, these ways my dating mindset has changed is just showing me that I have so much to learn and to grow within myself that when that time comes, it will be the right time. And just knowing that if it's my person and if it's my time, then it'll be there.
100%. And you mentioned, like, well, it seems like, well, everyone else is in a relationship. It's like, well, first of all, no, not everyone is.
Exactly.
It just feels like that because that's what your brain is, like, tricking you into thinking. But one of my favorite stories, I remember the year after I graduated college, one of my friends was going through something where she was in a relationship. She got into a relationship very early after graduating, and her group of maybe 4 or 5 other friends, let's say 5, they all were single. And they were saying to her, let's call her Abby. They're like, Abby, you're missing out on, like, the best years of our lives, going out and having girls' nights, getting drunk and talking to boys. And, like, these are the memories that we're going to have forever. And, like, you're at home with your boyfriend. And, like, we just feel like you're missing out. And that upset her so much because, first of all, like, why were they trying to, like, make her feel excluded? And why couldn't they just be happy for her that she found something that she was happy with at this stage in her life? And eventually, she and her boyfriend did end up breaking up, like, 2 years later. And she was single. And those 5 other girls were in relationships. And guess what they said to her? Oh, it sucks that you're single now because we're all doing, like, double and triple and quadruple dates. And, like, it would be so fun if you could participate in that.
You can't win.
You can't win. And you can't worry about or focus on what other people are doing, because what matters is what you're doing. That is what matters the most.
Exactly. And just because someone's in a relationship now, like with that story, doesn't mean they will be forever. And just because you're single now, you won't be forever.
And none of those girls in those relationships, they're all with other people now. We're single.
Like, exactly. Exactly. So you truly never know. And I think just really, like, trusting the process in that sense of whatever happens will happen at the right time and the right place for you.
And that also gives you permission or cause to enjoy where you're at.
Exactly.
Enjoy it.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, like, I have no doubt that I will end up in a great relationship and a great marriage and whatever it may be, but that'll be the rest of my life. This is right now. And I'm going to look back on this time in my life and wish that I had enjoyed it more. So why not do that now instead of, you know, looking back and thinking and regretting, you know, spending it being anxious or upset. So that's definitely been really important for me too, is just to realize this is right now. And we have to try to just be present and enjoy this moment.
You're 25 and single, living in New York City. How freaking cool is that?
Exactly.
And to anyone listening, at whatever age you are, if you're single, in whatever place you're in, like, that is something that so many people, like, dream of, you know? And it's so, there's so many opportunities. There's so many people to meet. There's so much independence to have. And there's so much beauty in that and in taking this time to figure out who you are and enjoy exactly where you're at right now, because so much that has happened in your past brought you to this moment and to this situation to be single. And there's nothing wrong with being single. There's so many things right with being single. And it's such, I'm like throwing my hands right now. I wish you guys could see me. I'm like getting so into this. But there's so much to enjoy rather than spending this whole period of your life wishing it away.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wish I could have like really understood that when I was in my early mid 20s.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, one day I'll be sharing my life with someone, but this is a time in my life that's really for myself.
Yeah.
So figure out what I want to do outside of dating and who I want to be outside of dating. Yeah. I think that's huge too, is, you know, finding yourself and figuring out what you really want before you have someone else to factor into all of that.
Yes. And that goes back to what you said earlier about the concept of like the future, the fantasy versus reality, is like, don't focus so much on your future with this potential person. Focus on your future with you. Mm-hmm. That way, if it doesn't work out with this person, that's okay. You still know exactly who you are and where you're headed.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. having that security in yourself, knowing that you're in the right place.
Yeah, exactly.
At the right time.
Okay, I love this next one. I love all of these so much. Oh my God. I like wasn't planning on reading through this whole list, but I'm so glad that that's like what we're doing because it's perfect. Instead of being sad that you haven't found your person yet, be excited that you still get to experience that for the first time.
And I think this goes back to having not been in a serious relationship at this point in my life, like, I'm so excited to experience that. Like, I feel like, and I know that I shouldn't like need to like wait for a relationship to do these things, but for me, it's exciting. So like there are certain restaurants that I've always wanted to try in the city or activities that I've always wanted to do that I think to myself, when I have a boyfriend, that's what I'm going to do. And I know that I shouldn't have to think that way, but for me, that gives me something to be excited about, of this is something I'll get to experience for the first time with someone that's really special to me.
Yeah. What are some of those things and places?
I really want to go to Bond Street. Bond Street. I don't know.
Bond Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Bond Street.
I always hear people pronounce it different ways, but
yeah.
I'm dying to go there. And to me, for some reason, like that's somewhere that I kind of, and I, it's like, maybe it's so cheesy, but like, I want to wait to go there, like in a relationship. Like there's just certain things, and, or even like trips outside of the city and like going on road trips over the summer and going to new places. Some of those things, of course, it's so fun to do that stuff with friends, and I definitely do plenty of that too. But some things I think are just exciting to have something to look forward to and to wait for.
Yeah, absolutely. Bond Street is literally one of my favorite restaurants of all time. I went for my birthday this past year with my family. I went for the first time with Jake.
Yeah.
And wanted to go for so long.
Exactly.
It's a great place. When you do go, order as many tuna tarts as you can.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
So
like one day Jake and I want to go and just order tuna tarts. Like that is the perfect thing in the world for us. Okay. Last one here. Number 9. Just because they felt right for me then doesn't mean they are now or forever.
This is one that I definitely, this is a very new one to me. In that, you know, I think we all have one person or people from our past that when we look back on them, we wonder if it was the right person, wrong time, or wonder what could have been if we gave it another chance or whatever it may be. And that's something for me that I've kind of had to think, okay, well, I had a really, really great experience with that person. We had so much fun together. They made me feel everything that I want to feel when I'm with someone. And just because that ended doesn't mean it would have been like that forever. So maybe it's okay that that person is in your past. And maybe it's okay if they're not your forever person, even if you wanted them to be, or even if sometimes you still want them to be. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just as special to have good memories and relationships to look back on as it is the bad ones that we maybe learn and grow from. So keeping those good people and experiences kind of in a time capsule almost, and knowing that it's okay and it's just as special to have great memories that don't become something more or into your future.
I love that so much. And I think there's so much importance to it and so much truth to it in every aspect of life. Like, think about friendships. There are some friendships that they didn't end in a dramatic way. You just drifted apart, but you can look back on certain times and certain trips and certain moments with those people and be so happy that they happened and so appreciative that that friendship was so strong for a certain point of time, and also accepting that, okay, that was then and this is now, and it made sense then and it doesn't make sense now. I remember when I was going through a really difficult breakup, this was my first time going to therapy, and I was so convinced. I was like, I'm going to love this person forever. I can't ever imagine a version of me that is not in love with him, that is not wanting to be with him, that is not like pining for him. And my therapist said, like, it's okay. Like, that's okay. You might not be with this person forever, but you can always hold love for them. Like, he's like, I love my wife of 30 years, but there are other women in the past that I'll still always love and still always be glad that I met them. And while I'm not, you know, with them, I chose to be with my wonderful wife. Like, I can still appreciate what we had and still hold space for those relationships. And I think that that's really true and something that a lot of people have a really difficult time wrapping their head around. And I mean, now in hindsight, I'm like, wow, like, fuck that guy. But there are still like people from my life who I so value and appreciate the time that I spent with them and what I learned from them and the things that I experienced with them. And that's something that's beautiful. Like, that's about human connection.
Definitely. And also, you know, in some cases, if that feeling of right person, wrong time, well, maybe that right person, their whole point was to show you how happy you can be and what you do deserve. And I think that's something for me that's been really important, is if one person can treat me in this way and make me as happy as I am, then there's someone else that can too. And maybe that person's purpose was to show me that and to make me realize that I don't need to settle. And if they're not the one for me in the future, they were the one to show me that. And that is just as important.
100%. And think about, if it was this good with that person and it didn't work out, then that means it wasn't as good as you thought it was, first of all, because there were things that weren't working for one or both of you. That means it's going to be even that much better when it is the right person at the right time in the right place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You have two. They're called extra notes on here. And we're not going to drift past them because I think they're also very important.
I don't even remember what they are. Alana's reading my notes off and I don't so even know what I wrote anymore.
The first says, closure doesn't exist.
This is something that I feel like I have to remind my friends a lot, or I hear about a lot of people, you know, wanting to see someone one last time to get closure. But what are we really looking for with that? Because for me, and in my opinion, the closure has to happen within yourself. Because if we're all being so real, when you say you want closure, you want another chance.
I mean, Olivia Rodrigo's song Bad Idea, right, is like the epitome of, no, you don't actually want closure. You don't actually just want to talk and get answers.
Exactly. So if you really want closure, that happens.
Walk in the other direction.
Exactly. That happens on your own terms.
Yeah.
And that's going to be because you're ready to move on and you're realizing what really was in that person and what wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. Okay, and the one last one, out with a bang. This one says, not being ready to date is okay.
That is definitely where I'm at right now. And I think I touched on this earlier with just, I have so much to learn and to figure out about myself in my friendships, in my career, in everything. And how can I have so much to do on my own that fitting someone else into that right now isn't my priority. And that's not to say that I'm closed off to it. I'm definitely on the apps and I go on dates when I'm excited about someone, but it's not something that I let myself worry about, just knowing that where I'm at right now might not, and honestly, probably won't be where I'm at in a year. So I'm at a point where that definitely needs to be my priority, and I'll let that person come in when it's right. But if I'm not ready right now, then nothing's going to go right for me.
Wow. Are you sure you're 25? Like, I'm sorry, the emotional awareness and emotional maturity I seriously mean that. It's so impressive. And I'm so excited for you because of all of these mindset shifts that you've made and because of where you're at and where you want to be and just your awareness of who you are and the things you want for yourself and in a future partnership and just in your life. Like, I have no doubt that you are going to like accomplish all the things that you want in life and find the perfect person to be with. And maybe it'll be after some not perfect people. We don't know. Who knows? But I just love your openness and your acceptance of like who you are and where you're at and what you want. I really admire it so much.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. But sometimes I do laugh at myself. I'm like, wow, I talk such a big game for someone that's like not going through any of this right now.
But what do you mean? Like, you mentioned that earlier with the imposter syndrome. Like, of what? You're a person who has experienced things and felt things, and those things have brought you to what you're feeling now. So that's the experience you need. It's your life experience.
That is true.
So you are a pro in your life and in the thoughts that you've thought and the things that you've lived and the experiences you've seen the people around you have and in our society. So hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you were hoping to share?
I think that's all.
I'm so proud of you. Okay. Well, you know how this goes. We do have one final question. What is the best piece of dating or relationship advice you've ever received?
I think that in terms of relationship, the best advice I've received is, honestly, a lot of that list is not necessarily my own thinking. It comes from other people and being inspired by other people's relationship advice. So in terms of advice I've received, I think everything that we talked about kind of sums it up. But in terms of what relationship advice I could have to give, I think that it's really important to remind yourself that you're okay without someone, so you're gonna be okay when you're with someone. And when you're in that relationship and when you're with that person, to know that they're just an added part of you and you were yourself before them, so you can be yourself during and after them too. And just kind of bringing yourself back to the ground with that and knowing that no matter what happens with that person, you still have you.
Yeah, you're gonna be okay. You were okay before them. You're going to be okay, and you'll get through anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. Like, thank you so much for sharing all of this, for, you know, all of your thoughts for this list, for coming on. Like, seriously, this, I'm so excited about this episode. I'm so excited to continue to see you on your journey and wherever it takes you, whoever it leads you to. Like, I'm so excited for you. So thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Yay.
Thanks for listening, daters. I hope today's episode made you feel just a little bit less alone out there, no matter what your status might be. Give your finger a break from swiping and hit that follow and review button instead. And if you have any burning questions or want to share your own unfiltered dating stories, reach out to seeingotherpeoplepodcast@gmail.com. And in the meantime, keep on seeing other people.
Mads, I am obsessed with our brand pillars.
You mean vagina sweat, good branding, and being Jewish-blooded queens, Scout?
Sure, but not quite. I love that OKSIS podcast and our sisterhood is made up of women who are down for main character energy only, who take care of their mental health, and who are standing in their personal power as entrepreneurs.
Oh yeah, that too, Scout, that too. We should probably introduce ourselves. Hello, everyone. I am Mads.
And I am Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
Join us on OKSIS Podcast every Monday for some sisterly banter, nourishing mental health, a whole lot of silliness, and inspiring interviews from the raddest female guests in the game.
We promise it'll be a good time.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood!